15:58 to play first half. In a winner-go-home game here in St. George, 7-6 Southern Utah lead is now 8-6 after Dom Ford hits all nylon on the first free throw. He drew the foul on Noah Gonzalez before the break with a nifty pump fake. Flicks the right wrist and drains a pair. 5 early points for Dom Ford. Southern Utah, the 9-6 lead. Looking to make it 2 straight wins here in St. George after an 82-75 win back on February 27th. Utah Tech attacking left to right in the dark blue jerseys with red numbers. Southern Utah sits in a bit of a zone here defensively, which they have not shown yet today. Bird on the left wing. Catch and shoot chest high from Gonzalez. Misfire wide to the left. Brock Felder leaps into the air to have the rebound for Southern Utah, who attacked the other way up by 3. 4.5 gone by here in the first half. Abelard probing on the right wing. He floats to Dom Ford in the far corner. He wants to ISO on Bird. One dribble pull up on the baseline. Hits the front of the rim. Hits the back twice and drops through. 7 early points for Dom Ford. It's an 11-6 Southern Utah lead. 15-15 to play here in the first half. This is the sort of strong start at both ends that Rob Jeter was looking for to begin this game, but a long way to go. Trailblazers working it around the perimeter. It's Beaker in the far corner. Jab step on Lamine. The lefty drives the baseline. Now chisels his way back to the middle of the key. 8 to shoot. Slip pass down low. Aribi right over the top of Ford with the right hand. Drops it through off the front of the iron. 11-8. Southern Utah's lead back down to 3. 14:45 to play first half. Southern Utah won the first road game between the Division I matchups between these two teams last time out. Home teams had been 8-0, now they're 8-1. Southern Utah looking to make it 8-2. Jameer Simpson right wing, jab step, slip to Felder who cut, and it's a turnover as the pass goes behind him. So Southern Utah with another giveaway. That's their third with 14:28 to go in the first half. Southern Utah the 11-8 lead. Jameer Simpson gets a rest. Robert Jeter the fourth checks into the game for Coach Jeter and the Thunderbirds. Trailblazers basketball with Riley, Bird, Aribi, Beaker, and Gonzalez, the five out there for 20th-year head coach John Judkins, who has seen this Trailblazer program go from the Division II to JUCO ranks to now at the Division I level in the Western Athletic Conference. Beaker on the right wing gets his way to the left elbow, drives, hangs in the air, drop off Aribi, off his leg, a turnover, great defense down low. Brock Felder took away the floater Beaker was looking for and forced the drop-off pass. And now Aribi heads to the bench, and Pavle Misic, the freshman, checks in for Utah Tech. Felder out, JT Langston in for Southern Utah. Thunderbirds lead the Trailblazers here inside Burns Arena 11-8 with 14:08 to play in the first half. Langston, Abelard, Ford, Jeter, and Malik Lamine, the five on the court right now for the Thunderbirds in the white jerseys, attacking the left basket. Malik Lamine sets the high screen. Abelard goes left, terminates the dribble, cut off by Beaker. Looking for help, floats it out to Ford up top. Ford with 7 early points, pulls a deep three. It's wide to the right off the heel. Langston fighting for the rebound on the floor with Beaker, who comes away with it, throws it to Misic. Here comes Utah Tech left to right, down by 3, 13:40 to go first half. Bird defended well by Abelard. Errant pass, and it was deflected as it goes out on the left sideline. That keeps it with Utah Tech. So the Trailblazers able to avoid what would have been their third turnover of this first half. Tennessee Rainwater, the sophomore, was about to check into the game, but Utah Tech changed their mind. Jameer Simpson does check in. Dom Ford gets his first rest. He's got 7 of Southern Utah's 11 points. They lead Utah Tech 11-8, 13:38 to go in the first half. Oh, Rainwater had to take off his white undershirt, so he's got no undershirt on and just his jersey. Now he checks into the far corner. Trailblazers trigger the inbound, down by 3. Hakeem Bird ignites the offense, leads them in assists, whips a pass, Misic up top. Here comes Rainwater on the wheel around. He's to the free throw line. Beaker on the left wing, tees up a 3 and drops it down. We're tied at 11, 13:20 to go first half. Second triple of the game for Utah Tech. Simpson tries to find a cutting Lamine. It's deflected over the backboard out of bounds. Stays with Southern Utah. Thunderbirds trying to protect the basketball. They have a minus 3.5 turnover margin per game this season. Not a mark that Rob Jeter has been thrilled with, but it has gotten better over the second half of the year. The inbound off the baseline to Jameer Simpson. Game tied at 11, 13 minutes to go first half. Bullet pass to Langston in the middle of the lane. Hangs off the rim and falls off, but Simpson's there to clean up the crumbs. And Southern Utah back up by 2, 13-11 with 13 minutes and rolling to play here in this first half. Tennessee Rainwater at the free throw line. Corkscrews on Lamine and draws a foul. Oh, where was the contact there? Lamine tried to get out of the way, and this is a bailout call for the Trailblazers. Rob Jeter put his hands out, frustrated. Yeah, Rainwater just slipped. There was no contact whatsoever. That's a gift for Utah Tech. Rainwater, who has made multiple free throws in three straight games, is a 57% foul shooter at the line for Utah Tech. First one is up, hits the front of the iron, back of the white square, and down to make it a one-point game. Lamine goes out after picking up his first foul. In comes Kai Burdick for Southern Utah. Madiba Owona comes back into the game for Utah Tech on the other side. Second free throw on the way for Rainwater. Looks short, he airballs it. Oh, goodness. 13-12, the score remains. 12:51 to go in the first half. Southern Utah with the ball, looking to build on a one-point lead and keep their season alive. Winner faces Utah Valley tomorrow night at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas at 6 p.m. The regular season champs that lost just one league game all year. But in a conference tournament, anything can happen. Southern Utah with the ball. Abelard gets to the right elbow extended, handoff Langston up top. He gallops down the left side, pulls it away from Burdo out his hand in the cookie jar, throws to Burdick, turns around, misses the bunny, comes up empty, a fight for the rebound, and it's off. Misic stays with Southern Utah. Boy, Kai Burdick had a good look, but the seven-footer was contended by the Serbian Pavle Misic. So Southern Utah baseline out of bounds, far side of the left basket, leading Utah Tech 13-12, 12:32 to go in the first half. Abelar looks, and flips it in to Langston, who kicks out Simpson on the right wing. Utah Tech has gone to a zone, maybe try and force Southern Utah to shoot some more threes, which is not what they have done great throughout the course of this year. Shot clock at 10. Thunderbirds work it around the perimeter. Slip pass. Langston, right elbow. Gallops, turns, drops it off. Burdick waits, lays it up and in. Kai Burdick off his best game of the year with his first points of the day. 15-12. Southern Utah the lead, coming up on 12 minutes to go here in the first half. Teams have met in the WAC tournament once before a couple of years ago. Southern Utah won down in Vegas. Owona at the elbow. Kicks out Beaker. Another left wing three. Hit one from there earlier, and he hits again. Tied at 15, 11:50 to go, first half. Third triple of the day for Utah Tech. Southern Utah has one. Entry pass, far block extended. Simpson twirls, takes some contact, flips it up off the heel, no, but a foul. And Jameer Simpson will be at the free throw line when we come back. 11:42 to play in the first half. Win or go home. We're tied at 15. Thunderbirds and Trailblazers inside Burns Arena. From Van Wagner, this is the SCU Basketball Radio Network from the Levitt Group and Auto Owners Insurance broadcast booth.